across beds, hearts and bucks. This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
No, we absolutely shouldn't ban them for a number of reasons. One, evidence doesn't suggest that they're distracting. It might even be that they're a very timely reminder. It might even be that they're a very timely reminder that actually this is a place where people have died before and you need to be extra cautious. And you also have to think about the families involved. Now, if someone dies on the road, it might be you say goodbye to them that morning to never see them again, never see the body again. It's very important for that family to understand how that person died and feel a connection with that person.
Sorry to interrupt because we're running out of time. But if Nana collapsed of a heart attack in Marks and Spencer's, you wouldn't go and put flowers, you know, in the knicker department, would you? It seems odd to just have a memorial where someone died.
The thing about road crashes is that they generally affect people who are absolutely not, you aren't expecting them to die. So young people, they're often very violent events. You may not get to see the body because the body may be quite very damaged, so you may not be able to see that body. It's very different from a natural event. These are unnatural, violent occurrences that happen suddenly. So they're incredibly traumatic deaths. And as such, we absolutely need to have respect for the grieving process of those families involved.
This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.